think we're at our best by the flicker, by the light of the TV set. 'Cause I can't remember why I hated you. Can't remember why I still do. But I'm as sure as the moon rolls around you that I could be happy.
Every living line will ticker tape parade. When the plastic on the safe was blown away, and we all gazed from eye to eye as we mouthed a silent goodbye. Stinks of slumber and disaster. Two words I spoke on the tap wire. The agent's ploy finds a surefire backfire. Was it perfect, 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 perfect crime? Was it perfect, a 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 perfect line? It was a perfect, 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 a perfect.
Rocking little tune from the Decemberists there. All the hipster kids around here all raved about that. And Skippy, who does the great Thursday morning show, It's Too Early for This Show, fell in love with it this year and was playing it over and over and over again. And I didn't really get it. But on Skippy's recommendation alone, I went out and bought it. And once I listened to the whole thing, I really, really like it. It's called The Crane Wife is the record. The Decemberists, that's The Perfect Crime.
And I made tons of top 10 lists, so...
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
So,
that was a catchy little tune.
What other hipsters crap did we hear in there?
Cat Power from The Greatest.
The Greatest, right. I like it. I don't entirely get it yet, but I think I'm coming around. That was a great pick there, Lived in Bars.
Yeah. It's our theme song.
Yeah, pretty much.
We heard Jenny Lewis with the Watson Twins.
Another one I'm not entirely sold on. There's some really good stuff on there. I just picked it up on Boxing Day, so I haven't given it much of a chance yet. But
that album's called Rabbit Fur Coat, and we heard Happy.
Yeah, and I really
absolutely love
that
Rilo Kiley, so I have a feeling I'm going to come around.
And we heard Beck with Girl off his Guero. Is that how you say that?
Yep.
CD?
Guero.
And Sonic Youth.
Right, and thanks for Richard for sending us down that road. I thought that was kind of an interesting experiment here on the show.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else you want us to experiment with? You know, heroin, crack?
Yeah, bring it in and
we'll smoke it.
Homosexuality.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll.
269-8636.
269-UMFM.
Or steelbelted.radio.com.
Or you can email us at steelbelted@shaw.ca. Right?
That's right. Yeah.
I'll check that. Yep.
Well, you don't have to check it now. We'll give them a couple minutes.
You never know. They're probably pouring in, though.
Well,
as usual.
So, since she couldn't be here tonight, why don't we do a set for Corky?
That's right.
I don't know. I kind of feel like if she couldn't be bothered to come, we shouldn't have to play anything for her.
She's probably
tough crap.
Dancing around in her little panties.
We've been waiting 10 years for her to come down. I thought this was our chance. But
this was it, yeah.
Can't be bothered to come on the show.
I know.
I don't know.
I know. She could have laid on the couch right there in the corner.
She's probably not even listening.
No, probably not.
So
she better be now, though.
Phone's ringing here. KK. You know what, KK? Just bring it up there. Yeah. Hello, UMFM.
I have so much to do.
Oh, come on, Corky.
In 2 weeks, my house is full of Christmas stuff, and I just noticed a big Santa I didn't put away.
Well, but that can wait, though. You don't have to rush to put it away the day after.
You probably
some people leave that up till February, you know.
I just want to hear my songs.
You probably noticed a full vodka bottle and it's slowing you down.
It's not full anymore.
That's what's going on. Are you listening to the show?
I sure am. It's great.
Yeah.
You're playing great stuff. You should have a four-hour show every week.
That's right. Well, we've run that past the station manager before. Oh. And the fans as well.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
You can play the best stuff.
Oh, you're just buttering us up now, so we'll play your stuff.
Yeah, play my song. Okay?
All right. Well, it's working.
Okay, good.
All right. Did Santa bring you some good stuff there, Cookie?
Santa brought me great stuff, and Santa was really bad. He wasn't supposed to bring me anything because I got my camera.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I had that problem, too.
Yeah.
But somebody said, don't get me anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you know
you
if
never,
you don't.
Yeah, you don't, yeah. You don't fall for that.
No.
You
no,
don't fall for no. that.
I got the best book. I would have been happy just with that book.
We mean it, though.
It's 501 Books You Must Read, and it's the best book ever.
A book about books you should read?
Yes. <Yeah. laughs>
How clever is that?
I don't get it. So
well,
it just,
if you saw the book, you'd understand. It's a great book.
What is it, just reviews? Or
it's every page has a picture of either the author or the book and a write-up about the book and why you should read it.
So now do you go back and read these books now, though?
I'm going to.
All 501 of them?
Yeah. See, this, well, no, not the
this gift will cost me about $9,000.
Yeah.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I'm not going to read the history books, but lots of the other books I will read.
All right, well, sounds good then.
Yeah.
KK, you read any of those books you got for Christmas?
Not yet.
Yeah, well. I didn't get any books. Nobody no. wastes their time giving me books because they know I'm not going to read them.
No.
It's what are not. You reading?
She's reading one of her books now. So is the house clean, Corky?
No. But all the Christmas stuff is gone except the tree. You have to take that down.
I do?
Yep.
That's your job.
Yeah, you have to take that down.
It's the least you could do,
just
really.
Just put some catnip in it and let the cats
Is it the real tree or the fake tree?
It's a real tree.
Oh.
And that great big garland thing downstairs. You have to take that down because it's dangerous. Oh, I'm not taking it down.
Dangerous?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, it's way up on the ceiling and...
That's why you want me to do it?
Yeah.
I don't even have an insurance policy.
I know. You could fall and break your neck, so I want you to do it.
Okay. Give me a couple of drinks before I do it, though.
Sounds like you're expendable around your house.
Yes. Well, the pool boy is spending a lot of time, even though it's winter. I don't know what's going on.
And we don't have a pool.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm starting to get suspicious.
All right. Yeah. Well,
I'm going to go now and let you guys play.
Yeah, music. I guess we'll allow your songs now. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling, Corky.
Bye, Corky.
Have a good New Year.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. What's first on Corky's list?
James McMurtry.
Oh, nice.
With,
Is it Elephant? No, a Circus? The,
Elephant. Something about an elephant.
Something. Oh, okay. I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw Pete and Johnny too. Dressed up in their Sunday suits. Getting themselves all up to go. Down to Richmond to the traveling show. I fixed the gate like you told me to. Done my chores like I always do. And I won't tell mama you let me go. Down to Richmond to the traveling show. Please, Papa, can I go down to Richmond to the traveling show? Please, Papa, don't say I can't. I just want to see the elephant. I'll borrow the truck from Uncle Phil. You know drive it well. He won't need it now that the hay's all in. Just let me go and see the elephant. Please, Papa, can I go down to Richmond to the traveling show? Please, Papa, don't say I can't. I just want to see the to see the elephant. I never got to see the elephant. I saw Pete and Johnny too, dressed up in their navy blues, getting themselves all up to go down to Richmond to the traveling show.
Good heart and man. Now how the trucks and reefers ganging up in the middle lane, and I'm stuck on the shoulder trying to get out of the rain. One flat tire, this river of taillights and chrome. One flat tire, another night away from home. Hospital. He said there wasn't much pain, but I couldn't sleep at night in case he didn't wake again. One flat tire and a shaky voice on the phone. One flat tire, another night away from home. Oh, the grand design of mice and men, the rats are racing in the street as I feel of ambition fill the air. And life is that four-letter word, like love, like hate, and it's salty on my tongue like blood or tears. Blood or tears. Like blood or near you, I pull myself apart. When I can't get through to you, it's like a hole in my heart. One flat tire, and I'm swallowing the stone. One flat tire, another night away from home.
Infant slaughter, Senate hearings, leather folders, absent weapons, brittle soldiers. How did we end up here? Hail the chief of hearts and minds. Mortuaries, we draw the blind. Shaft the poor steel by stealth, least Judas went and hung himself. How did we end? Wearing battle dress, chain him up and make him crawl. God bangs his head against the wall. Salute the troops with grave concern. Body bags we never learn. Why interrogate the soul? Dr. Strangelove's in control. Woe to us, woe to you, and
think of all the revenue that we end up in. Hunting fish and chopping logs, breeding mad saliva dogs, planting questions from the floor. It's easy to defile the law. How did we end up here? Recollections, weapons blessed, even Satan's quite impressed. Palaces and marble halls, every single empire falls. How did we end? Wearing the battle dress, and we chain them up and we make them crawl. God bangs his head against the wall. Salute troops with grave concern. Body bags we never learn. Why interrogate the soul? Doctor Strange loves in control. Woe to us, woe to you. But think of all the revenue. How did we end up here? Against the wall, salute the troops with grave concern. Body bags we never learn. Why interrogate the soul? Doctor Strange loves in control. Ah, woe to us, woe to you. But think of all the oil revenue. How did we end up here?
This is Danny Michelle, and you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio 101.5 UMFM, live from Pearson Airport.
She never stared too long at distant lights. She always kept the ones here close and bright. She met me in the darkness, reached out for my hand and said goodnight. She's constant like the ringing in my ears. She's drowning out the silence of my fears. I've looked for her reflection in all the pretty girls throughout the years. She's staring at the shadows, dancing on the wall. She's the New York City skyline, bound to catch the heavens if they fall. She never signed her paintings with a name. She surrendered I love yous with bitter shame. She echoed in the season and filled me with her sweet Italian rain. She's burning
Sunday's almost done. She's fireflies and splinters long after the winter has begun. I see her wrapping ribbons somewhere down the hall. She's a million simple answers waiting for your midnight drunken call. She's the memory of something you can feel. She's hidden in the world that she conceals. She's strengthened every weakness beating in a heart you cannot steal. She never shows the color of her eyes. She's far away but closer than the sky. I'm waiting in her footsteps. If she is not the truth, I'll take the lie. She's a watercolor window far across the sea. She's a burning neon spotlight shining on the things I cannot leave.
We were somewhere else, doing something we wanted to. 'Cause all this living makes me wanna do is die, 'cause I can't live with you, and you don't even care. Would you mind if I pretended I was someone else? Courage in love and war. I used to think that's what I was, but now this lying hurts too much. I don't know what for. I'm weak in the knees for you. Me too.
Would you mind if I walked over and I kissed your face in front of all of your friends? Would you mind if I got drunk and said I wanna take you home to bed? Or would you change your mind?
Midnight train. right here free. She said you get no choice. And now she's curled up here with me. She bought a ticket on the midnight train. She left on a midnight train.
Midnight train.
We're like the Pips.
Remember after Regina, we came home and we were singing that song for the longest time?
We
had to wait and wait.
We thought it was an old song.
Yeah.
That he had, you know.
I finally had to email him and say, because I was trying to track down the original.
Right. And we couldn't.
And he's like, no, that's my song, man.
That's mine, yeah.
So good tune.
Great
there.
Song.
Danny Michelle, Midnight Train from the album Valhalla.
And one of my favorite concerts of the year at the West End.
Anytime you see Danny Michelle, it's going to be a favorite. But yeah, there was something special this time.
I don't know. He was just spot on. He was just...
I mean, yeah.
He was just... It was a great show. It was a good time. Good set there, KK.
Thanks.
Even though half of it was by accident.
Yeah, like we're trying to play songs for Corky, and two times I tried to play Midnight Train, and the CD player decided to play
something
else.
I like the songs you played by accident.
Yeah.
Well, sure, because it was your best of CD.
Well, and what a fine CD it is.
So, I mean, I didn't get totally screwed, but before that we heard Serena Ryder, Weak in the Knees.
Oh,
I like that one. It's an album of covers. And she covers like Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell and all kinds of people. And then she slips in that one original song, and that's my favorite song on the CD.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We heard the Damwells. She's the New York's NYC Skyline.
Brilliant. How much do I love the Damwells? Uh-huh.
They're my favorite band right now.
Yep.
Yeah, and we should have gone to see them in Armpit, North Dakota, wherever they
Moorhead.
Were. Moorhead, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can't believe we didn't go.
We heard
My goal for 2007 is to see the Damwells
somewhere.
Let's
track them down. I'm sure they're... I know we can...
I'm going to see them somewhere in 2007.
Yeah.
We should get on their mailing list. We heard Martin Joseph, How Do We End Up Here?
Definitely going to see him in 2007. He's playing the West End again in January?
February? February 28th. Does that sound right?
Yes, my brother's birthday. We also heard Stephen Fearing with One Flat Tire.
Who's also playing the West End. Always, always, always. A couple of the best live performers you could ever hope to see at the West End. And the West End is truly the home for both those guys.
Oh,
a couple of my favorite...
Yeah, you're right.
Singer-songwriters. That's going to be a couple of great shows there in at the West End.
We heard Tiff Merritt, Good Hearted Man.
Who I'd love to see at the Folk Fest if Mr. Freer is listening. Night Train.
And we started off with James McMurtry, See the Elephant.
Oh, how much would we love to see him? Maybe we should make that a goal to go see James McMurtry somewhere.
Oh, I'd be weak in the knees. You'd have to probably carry me in.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
He's got tons of albums out too, eh? Like, I got to start tracking down more of his records.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of them.
Yeah. And his dad's an author. Like, you know, he writes the big books.
The big ones.
Brokeback.
His dad did.
Yeah.
Larry
and,
McMurtry.
Did I know him? He had the big book called Texas.
He won the Oscar for, didn't he, for the screenplay?
For screenplay, yeah. These are in all kinds of writing awards. But
I didn't know.
But I do love that CD. Actually, doesn't he have a long song that... was sort of an anthem down
house
in the States.
KK? Maybe the house one?
Okay.
Or, I don't think that one.
I don't have my specs on, but didn't he get that? Well, of course, all his songs
the
are about 8 minutes long. We Can't Make It Here. Wasn't that sort of Midnight rallying train. Cry down in the States. We can't make it here.
Yeah, and then there was a second one that came out this year as well. A sequel to that song.
No. Why didn't you didn't phone me?
It was on his website.
Yeah, but I'm busy trying to.
I emailed it to you, didn't I?
No.
Oh, it's, I'm sure it's still on his website.
Did you download it? Did you get it?
Yeah. It's good.
I know, but I didn't.
Well, you should go there.
Just on his site?
Yeah.
And you can download it and I can put it on my little pod?
Yeah, it's another long song. Fits well with the other one. I forget what it's called now. It's going to bug me. Maybe pull it up there. I think it's on the iPod, isn't it?
I missed who you're talking about.
McMurtry. The sequel to We Can't Make It Here Anymore. I forget what it's called.
Well, I'm going to have to look that up and get it on my pod then.
Yeah. Maybe it's not on there. I don't.
You just ripped her onto the old computer and then put it on your pod?
I don't think it's on there. Crap. Yep, we'll have to look it up for you.
Okay.
Should call dead air in the business. I can't believe how much time is flying by. Like, I thought we were going to have to dip into all this crazy stuff, and it's 9 o'clock already.
What?
Yeah.
One more hour.
It's amazing what 4 bottles of wine will do. Time just flies.
Man. But are we going to get to some of the crap eventually? And
yeah, maybe we'll...
That might tarnish our halo, though.
End off with it.
If we play too much crap.
End off with it?
Yeah.
With some crap?
Well.
You know what? There could be a real nugget in that batch.
I don't know. Have you seen some of the stuff I brought?
I did see some of it.
You know what? We'll play some stuff for Lucy. We'll play some...
Oh, yeah. We need Lucy.
We'll play the best song from Steel Belts Radio. And next week, I might just have the stats.
No.
Oh, yeah, for the year end?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's our last show of the year, so I can compile, you know.
Right.
Sure enough.
Most
players. I guess we got to get our top 10 lists up and our best live shows and our favorite songs. And
yeah.
Yeah, we're a bit slow.
Yeah, we're all on.
But it'll be well worth waiting for. Like, don't rush out and get your CDs now. Wait for our lists because, you know, there'll be 40 great albums listed there that you should own, all of them. Right?
Yeah, sure. Well, we're going to play some commercials, and then we'll hear some music.
All right.
Great.